Electric Light Orchestra and Don't Bring Me Down, not to be confused with the other version, the one we started to play from 1966. The one I really liked. I mean, I like the ELO version. But I love the Animals with a fuzz guitar, the organ cracking in there. And Eric Burden was just so laid back.
Because my best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want.
Sounded so good in mono on a transistor radio.
Sacrifices, how we make. I'm ready to give as well as take. One thing I need is your respect. One thing I can't take is your neglect. More than anything, I need your love. And troubles are easy to ride.
Say, music in the 60s, just everything was exciting.
Sure it was.
It came out.
Well, there was so much to say, so much to be said.
Well, that fuzz box thing.
I like that.
That fuzzy, you know. It was so good. 9:18 is the time, 1-866-823-1077. It is our pleasure to welcome Angela Castengay, a college outreach specialist at the New Hampshire Higher Education Assistance Foundation Network. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Living the dream. How about you?
Living the dream as well with two homeschooled kids, yes.
Okay, so what kind of dream is that?
Yeah,
right?
Wait a minute. That was sarcasm, right? Okay.
Nightmare.
Wow.
I understand.
And were you able to snag the VP and bring her with you today?
Actually, I got to give total credit to Tori.
Okay.
She hooked up the two calls on her line.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
Wow. You adding IT to your resume, Tori? That's pretty good.
Hey, St. James, play music that was made in this century.
Now,
we went over that complaint earlier.
We're just talking to Angela now. I know how this is going down. Wow.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, you?
What,
would you be happy if I played show tunes?
Yes, and so would Angela.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great.
So would Pat.
Roll with anything.
Yeah, great. All right, we'll do all show tunes in the next. So New Hampshire Higher Education Assistance Foundation. Tori's been a staple of explaining for years about high school seniors and juniors and what they're doing and stuff. And it's kind of a crazy time right now. It's got to be nuts for you guys trying to stay on top of what schools are doing. They're not doing. They're committing money. I'm out of school. What's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you and I and Pat talked about what provisions were being made for borrowers who were in repayment on their student loans given COVID-19. And I thought this morning it might be helpful if we took a few minutes and step back and look at the other side of the spectrum, where a lot of our work here at the Center for College Planning is with high school juniors and seniors. And juniors in particular have kind of had their college admissions process tipped on its head, given COVID-19. So by now, most juniors would have been on campus and looking at colleges, and they would have taken SATs. And they would have been doing things this spring whether it be extracurriculars like, you know, clubs or participating in spring sports, all things that they would have added to their college resume in preparation for applying to college in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things have kind of, you know, done a 180 and are sort of, you know, hard to accomplish given the situation we're in. And Angela's been doing a lot of work with some of our high schools here in the state, doing coaching sessions and talking to juniors and their families about what can they be doing now, given COVID-19, and how does that play out. And I thought maybe we could take a few minutes and have her talk a little bit about some of the things that high school juniors and moms and dads and guardians can be doing during this time to keep them on track for the fall.
Wow. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. It's a really crazy time, right, Ange?
It is. But honestly, I'm going to go a little Pollyanna on you and say that there are some really innovative and really neat things that colleges are coming out with to engage students. And I sometimes feel that if you take a step back, some juniors dive right into the college search process by trying so desperately to come up with a list so that they can tour by April vacation, mm-hmm. that when we meet with them a year later, none of the schools that they toured in April wound up being any of the schools that they wound up applying to. So this might have given the students a chance to pump the brakes and say, let's make a timeline of what you can actually do now to do some research. And I've engaged students, like encouraged students to get on the websites and actually look at the curriculum of the program that you think you want to major in and find out if those are actually classes you want to take and compare classwork at one school to another and ask to speak to a professor. That with Zoom now, many, many, many colleges are allowing students to say, you want to talk to one of our chemistry professors? Here you go. You want to talk to one of our students? Here you go. They're getting a richer almost experience out of this rather than a one-hour tour where mom coordinated a hotel and all this other stuff to get you there.
Right.
So it kind of puts the student deeper into the look at the school. What I found is just sort of interesting is that it puts the student in the driver's seat, and although these kids are tech savvy and they know how to take online classes with their, you know, going virtual and all this other stuff, they are terrified to actually have those Zoom conversations or the phone conversations
mm-hmm.
With people and would much rather prefer to stand next to mom on a tour
mm-hmm.
than actually engage with the school. So I keep trying to say to them, this is your first step into being an adult learner and what's going to be expected of you in college. So there are some great skills that can be learned through this process as well that will actually help them as they go on into the, you know, higher education world.
Do juniors now have a decent idea of what they want to do in college, or do they have it narrowed down to like two or three things?
So I always say that, there's a spectrum, but there's two dominants. There's the one student who has been married to a major since they were nine, and we all love that kid, right? Wanting to be
absolutely.
A dentist.
Or I know exactly what I want to do,
Yeah, exactly. And usually it's a veterinarian or a dentist or whatever, right? And that kid is completely married to it. And then you have the other, you know, what I call the normal 17-year-old who's like, this looks like a really fun pool, but I'm not really sure what end I want to jump in, right?
Right.
Like, I find both, and I think both can enjoy this process. So, you know, for the student who's undecided, find a school that has several things that you can either pair together or, you know, jump from one to the other and still be able to stay within the same school and transfer majors and things like that. And for the kids who are married to the program, I just caution them sometimes to not pick a school solely because of that major, because they may find themselves in the middle of, like, Tennessee and then not want to be a dentist anymore and
right.
really have no reason to be there for any other reason. So,
right. To keep your options open.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And enjoy the process. I think there's this idea for these kids that they have to pick the one school that is perfect for them. And there are over 4,000 four-year colleges in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I always say to the students, you're going to be you at any one of those schools. You're going to seek out the environmental club or the political club or, you know, whatever you're into, and you're going to meet your people and you're going to find your professors at any school you go to. So to relax, the pressure that they put on themselves at this stage is immense.
Mm-hmm. And the reality is, when you actually get to college, you don't know that a professor is all of a sudden going to light up some bulb that you didn't even think you had
yes.
above your head, and you're like, oh, my God, this is what I want to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I always say to them, too, like, no matter how wonderful your high school is, your high school hasn't offered you 900 electives, and there's over 900 different majors in the country that you can pick. So let yourself have that opportunity to be inspired and, you know, be educationally enlightened and say, this is now what my passion is, because that is what higher education is out there to do. So, I encourage that, and it's amazing how afraid many students are of that process.
Well, again, they're going off into what is an uncharted world to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, Angela, what percentage of the kids that you see knew exactly what they want to do from the age of 9?
I would say it's probably, at this stage of the game, I would say almost 50% of the kids that I
wow.
meet with
okay.
feel like they have. Now, ask me how many of them in a year are going to be in that major.
Yeah.
It's definitely not going to be very high. But a lot of them will come in and be like, I absolutely know I want to be an engineer. I absolutely know I want to be in the medical field. Like, yeah. I know, you know, that much that they would, I would say about 50% have a pretty good feel that I belong in a certain field, at least.
Yeah. See, one of my kids, it was kind of like, I don't know. I'll do something. The other one, boom, from like seventh grade, I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a lawyer. And got to high school, did undergrad. I want to go to law school. And did. I'm like, okay. But mm-hmm. knew from an early mm-hmm. age, that was it. There's nothing else. That's it. I was like, wow.
Yeah. I would say this, that I try to have students really look at their strengths and what they enjoy doing. So I'm laughing because my mother thought I should be a lawyer because I argued a lot as a teenage girl in Jersey.
Yeah.
You're never going to believe that. And, you know, so everybody said, Ange, you like to talk. You should be a lawyer. They were right. I love to talk. And I got into a profession where I do presentations for a living, you know, and I talk to students all the time. So they were sort of right. You know, so I think, you know, students should listen to some of the advice coming from some of the adults in their lives. Like, you know, you're really good at talking, or you're really good at problem solving. You're really good at this. It may not mean you're an engineer if you're good at problem solving, but maybe you're into logistics or, you know, like other kind of things in the business world to help people get out of business problems or whatever. So I think that they don't look at their skills enough too, and almost value the skills that they're coming into this process with. So.
And everybody who comes to you, this is a free mm-hmm. resource to New Hampshire families.
Yes.
There's no money. There's,
yes.
You don't have to pony anything up.
It's the only
up.
F-word I let my six-year-old say. You got it. Free.
Yep. So, I mean, to talk to Angela, or to sit back and listen to Angela, you don't have to pay anything.
No, and I will say the other thing real quick is that the Zoom meetings that we've been doing, or the conference-type meetings, the video meetings, have been really just as good, I would say, as the office meetings. And what's nice is that sometimes parents couldn't attend, or both parents couldn't attend because somebody was working in Boston, couldn't get up to our office in time, things like that. I have seen more, you know, both parents be engaged, or, you know, they just seem richer conversations. Like, everybody's like, yeah, we can go online, we can do this. Like, they almost have the time to mm-hmm. do what they need to do now.
Yeah.
So I can actually say that they've been, that's been a really nice change.
How about college-bound NIH? That's not too far away.
That's Tori.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I figured we might as well have you on, you know.
So one of the casualties of COVID-19 this year is that we host each year the state's largest college planning convention,
right.
And we were unable to hold it this year. So later this month, the week of Memorial Day, so starting that Tuesday, there will be a series of live webinars, all for high school juniors and their parents.
Nice.
On a variety of the topics we would have presented if you had joined us at St. Anselm College in March or in June. Mm-hmm. And they are around, and it's all state and regional presenters and panelists who would have been with us, have graciously signed up to be with us virtually. And they're short, you know, 45-minute, maybe 60-minute webinars on a variety of topics. So one is the admissions panel. One is around financial aid. We've got panels with current college students talking to high school juniors about what life is like on a college campus. We've got some around student loan debt. And all of these will be out on our website within a couple of days. But for more information about what those workshops will be and how to register, folks are very welcome to call us at 888-823-1077.
I was going to say, why are you giving our number? We don't know anything.
Wait, that doesn't sound like our number, because I had written your number down.
Tori, put Angela back on. Okay, we knew what we were doing with Angela.
Yeah. It's 888.
Wow.
747-2382.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we're at extension 119.
Nice.
The other part of that is that they'll also be out on our YouTube channel at NEEF.
Oh, great.
If anybody's out looking, we will have a variety of pre-recorded webinars. So as folks and moms and dads, high school juniors and sophomores are thinking about, you know, I'm interested in the arts, we're going to have a YouTube video with panelists talking about how do you apply to college and have a portfolio or an audition if you want to be a music major. We'll be doing them on writing their college essay. So, again, a plethora of tools will be available by the end of the month in a variety of ways. In the very least are these Zoom phone calls that we are spending a good portion of our day on every day.
I know. So the information is there. It's just being delivered a little different because of this pandemic.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Well, people are hip to it now.
And a free service.
And a free, and yeah, that remains the same.
Yeah, we like the free part.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, you know, I got to tell you, Angela, you brought a lot to the table. I'm a little disappointed because I was expecting to, I mean, you're a Jersey girl, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was expecting to hear like Snooki or JWoww. And you know, I wasn't getting that at all. So
I can throw it down when we say we're going to talk about the cost of college.
I wasn't hearing about dogs. And, you know, I'm like, okay, fine.
Angela, what are you drinking right now?
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah. Going to take my dog for a walk in the pack. Yeah, okay, great. Great.
Oh, that's
not
awesome.
The pack. That's you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever.
Well, thank you. Thank you both so much again for sharing with us. And our line, and you have it right next to you, Tori, is always open. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, when you do the...
Well, and it's nice that I gave your phone number again.
Well, no, we appreciate that.
We'll wish them all good luck when
but
they
look,
call.
But look, coming at Memorial Day, when you do that shortened week, come back on. Let's talk about it that week.
When we have the website up, we will certainly let you know so folks can register. But again, there'll probably be 20 small workshops for folks to look at and to get that valuable college planning advice at their leisure. And we'd be delighted to talk with them about college planning.
No, but the final week, at least come on and we'll remind people that it's there so they can participate if they haven't done it already.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah.
And I will. And just
you.
To show you no hard feelings, Tori, I'll leave you with Samantha Barks. Les Mis.
Oh.
On my own.
Yeah. Ange is a theater buff as well.
I am a theater buff, too.
Okay. Well, there you go. You guys can now sing on my own as you leave us. But Angela, Tori, always a blast. Please come back. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
anytime.
You.
See you.
Always. Thank you very much. You're classy, St. James. You are classy. I don't listen to what other people say.
I don't either, obviously. 9:36. We'll be back after this.